from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get your board. Kyle behind the glass. Lot to discuss here. Are the Phillies back? And Kyle Schwarber saved the season. It may sound crazy, like a team in first place by six games, win a game against the Marlins, and the season is saved.
But they were sliding, though. They were. There's no doubt that they were sliding. And the loss that they had the other day, it was bad.
It was. And I always think of the alternative. Like, we know what happened. They won. Schwarber and home run, grand slam. They won the game. It's a game they were favored to win. They should have won. But I think of the alternative. If they had lost that game last night, after a team meeting, after a lineup shakeup, we would have come in here today and said, I don't know if they're going to recover. This is really bad. But that's not the case. So for that sole reason, the alternative could have been so bad. I feel like it certainly save the season for now. Now let's hope they build on it. 215-592-9494. Do you want to see the Eagles offensive starters play tonight? I do. About an hour from now, we'll get to some guys we're looking at in the game tonight. Eagles and the Patriots right here in WIP. And of course, we're giving away a spot. Midday Show Fantasy Football League live draft on Wednesday the 28th. We're looking for the person that is the most Delco out there. They could sell themselves as Delco, your Delco resume, and help you educate you more on everything that is Delco.
Yeah, speaking of that, it's like one of the the traits of people from Delco, are they like super sensitive? Like, do you have some super sensitive cats that are from Delco?
I don't know. I mean, Kyle's a Delco guy. Do you think Kyle's sensitive?
I don't think Kyle's sensitive.
Kyle is, you know.
Would you just? No, I'm just kidding.
You know what Kyle is? Kyle's, if you push the right button.
No. Like, Kyle's passionate. Because there's been times, and I respect that from him, because there's been times when we've been in meetings and I would say something. And Kyle, like, what are you talking about? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, Kyle, calm down. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, and this is in the meeting.
Yeah, this is before the show.
This is in the meeting.
We're just like trying to have coffee.
Let's
and
fresh
wake
off
up here.
a couple cups.
Yeah,
coffee,
I get it.
Jack's from Delco, right?
Jack is from Delco.
Jack's a little sensitive.
Fake Delco.
Like, well, Jack's a little sensitive. Jack, and I know you're probably listening. Stop being so sensitive.
I think Jack's from Delco. I think Jack's from Delco.
Yeah, but he's a sensitive.
I mean,
he's
Jack builds.
So Jack's more of a Westchester guy.
I know that.
Westchester. I used to live in Westchester. That Delco. That's Delco, right?
No.
Wait a minute. It isn't?
Well, so go ahead, Kyle.
It's not my Delco.
It's not your Delco.
Apparently, he says he was born in media.
Media.
I think media is more Delco now.
Okay.
It's like changes over time. I get that.
Man.
So you mean it moves like the stars. It kind of like meanders a little bit. Yeah, gotcha.
Well, as time goes on, people evolve. All right, 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni. Let's hear from Sirianni. So last week, we got the word from, you know, the people covering the team and beat writers that they were going to play the starters, right? A series or two. And I got all excited. I wanted to play a full quarter. Well, then the game started, and you see Jalen Hurts in a T-shirt, Saquon Barkley in a T-shirt, and it's like, they're not playing anybody. So Sirianni last week on why he chose not to play the offensive starters, even though, of course, the defensive starters played. Here's Sirianni last week on the decision.
And what went into the decision not to play the offensive starter?
The chance of the weather, how it was all day. It feels a little wet when we got out there. Just wanted to have a clean, clean operation. Didn't want to put them on something that I felt like with any of the weather could have been a little messy. I didn't want to give them. I wanted to give them a clean track.
Clean track. So does anyone check the weather for up in Foxborough tonight? I'll check that. Let's see if there's going to be a clean track up in Foxborough. Because I want to see the offensive players play. Of course, though, Hugh, the defensive players played. The starters played, right? Even like Jalen Carter, who was a top 10 pick. And
he's a young Thundercat.
Yeah, but he's very important.
He's a youngin.
But they put him on a wet track.
Yeah, but he's a youngin, and he needed, like, defensive players, they're built a little different, man. Mm. They're built, for the most part, they're built a little different. Those offensive guys, they're more cerebral. They like to, think more. It's more of a reactionary thing with them. And plus, like I said, it's You want to get lathered up when you go out there on the defensive side and play a little bit. But offensive guys, they're more about timing. They're more about,
rhythm.
Yeah, surprising people and everything like that. So, yeah, I can see that's why they're not playing. And plus, they play together for a while.
Do you think if a defensive starter had gotten hurt last Friday that Sirianni would have come to the podium with the rain thing? I don't.
You don't think so?
He would have looked like a clown. Why didn't you play your offensive guys? It's wet. Well, you lost Jalen Carter. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
He would look ridiculous.
That was a mistake.
All right. Well, why the defense? Why did the defense play, but the offense didn't? Here's what Sirianni said about that.
Why did the defensive starters then go?
The defensive guys. The operation's a little bit different for the defense. Obviously, they don't handle the ball every down. A couple of the defensive starters that I did take out were older guys. It was more about the operation and wanted to make sure that the weather was clean. Now the weather held off, but I know they're wrong a lot on the weather reports.
He took a shot at the weather people.
He threw the meteorologist way under the bus there for no reason. Also, speaking of meteorologists, as I look at my weather app, we got some potential precipitation.
Precipitation
in Foxborough.
Well, why would the Eagles even need a meteorologist when their sideline reporter doubles as the greatest weatherman in the history of the Delaware Valley?
So now, we've spoken a lot about Delco today. If I'm correct, I believe a few years ago, do you remember when Howard, he drove around, I think it was, in Delco, with his phone out the window about the weather? Was it about traffic? Do you remember this? I think it was about the weather. It was wild, and it was probably not safe.
Howard knows a rainy day. He knows a hot day. Howard knows weather, man.
Balls get sweaty.
Well, from the whole season, the Eagles should just ask Howard what the weather will be and just go off of that. Prepare that way. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, up, Will.
Man? Let me ask Cal something real quick. Hey, Cal, is the mayor, has the mayor been the same mayor for like 20 or 30 years? Is that that same place?
What?
The mayor of where?
The mayor of Delco.
It's not mayor of Delco.
No, because I know Fox did Fox 29 did like a show down there, and they like the people down there.
Literally of Delaware County? I thought you meant because Kyle was talking about Delco as a way of life, and I was gonna say who's the mayor of the way of life.
But no, I'm just saying no because like they did a Mike he goes around Philadelphia, different places to try food and see how the neighborhoods are, and Delco was one of them. And that's why I asked that, because they had mentioned him while they was doing that segment. But what I saw from Delco is they're a very tight-knit community. Yes, they is a little snobby because they just feel as though like their community is one of a kind, and they stick together. That's what I got from them.
Little snobby? So I was right.
There's a pride. I would say the word pride. There's a Delaware. Okay. There's a Delco pride that I never sense from any other county. Like, I live in Bucks County, Will, and I like it. But I never when I see other people or talk to other people that live near me. It's not like a Bucks County pride.
So hoity-toity. I was right. They're a little hoity-toity.
No, I don't think that's the right word.
Hoity-toity is like pinky up when you're drinking a glass of wine or something. Like, dude, we're slugging Yanglings.
There's no pinky up when you're slugging a drink.
But, all right, let me talk about these rules. Now, let me just take a little bit of you know, credit for this also, right? Now, as I can recall, last week, I think the same question was brought up about them having a meeting and everything. And I believe everybody on this panel was saying no. It's, and I have to quote you, Hugh. You said, no, I ain't ready for that. No grown man don't need no meeting. You know what I'm saying? I remember that, right?
Yeah.
But what did I say? I said a meeting needs to be called because everybody needs to be, including Bryce Harper. This is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a team player, and he's not excluded. So if he's playing bad, then pull his ass up, too. Because guess what? If he's not hitting, that's going to affect the team also. So my thing is this, right? I said change the strategy. I said the checkers is done. It's time to play chess. And that's what they're doing now. They're playing chess. I said, listen, you need to start hitting that ball. Make the field work on the outside. And that's what they did yesterday. That's what they did the game two games before that. So the whole thing is, right, I'm seeing what a lot of people is not seeing. I'm not getting the credit for it. And I don't want the credit. But what I'm
kind of sound like you do.
No, we'll hold on.
We ain't got no problem giving
we'll
credit,
give you some
dog.
Credit. All right, so I need to redo the scale here. So credit for this turnaround. We have Topper. We have Schwarber, we have Hugh, we have Will. Now, how do you want like a quarter of the credit, or do you want half?
I'd take half of it.
Okay. And I'm not mad at me for that. You should, Will.
Because the whole thing is, one thing I never did was panic. I said, stop worrying.
He did stop worrying.
They're going to start hitting.
He did call me out, though, because I did say.
Oh, he called you.
He did call me out because I didn't say. I poo-pooed the team.
Yeah, plant-paced you over here. Was poo-pooing it.
I'm going to get off that, though. But I like what they did yesterday. They, you know, that the coach is starting to strategize. I said that also. And I'm liking what they're doing. And I wanted to comment on Riddick real quick, right? But Riddick, if you don't take this deal and come back home, right? I'm going to say this so you can really think about it. One of the most winningest coaches, guess what, don't have a job. You know why? Because he held out. He thought that he was going to be guaranteed a job. And guess what he's doing? He's sitting back watching everybody else lead the teams and play this season. So, you know, take heed to that, man. Stop letting your ego and your pride get in the way of making your money and being a successful player in the league. And last but not least for the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole speech should be now. It's now or never. Let's stop playing around.
Well, I agree with that. This team is not young. This is a now or never summer into fall. Will, it's a good phone call. So how about that, Will? Just threw, you know, a couple. Will had a lot there. I mean, number one, he called Hugh out last week for not wanting a team meeting.
Yeah, I like how he gave me the Hugh voice.
He got his way into credit for the Phillies win last night.
Yes.
He basically told Hassan Reddick to put his tail between his legs and take the Eagles offer, which I didn't know is allowed because
like,
they're on
see,
the
that's
team.
What, like, take what offer? Like, he's a Jet. Like, he does. This is a wrap. That ship has sailed.
It hasn't, though.
For our purposes, it hasn't sailed. I got it. But wait a second.
He requested a trade so the Eagles could swoop in and trade for him.
And what's his name? Joe Douglas said no. He's not trading.
Who cares what Joe Douglas says?
I mean, obviously, we don't. We don't care what you say.
Joe Douglas is 6 months away from getting fired.
We don't care what you say.
Joe Douglas is going to have to crawl back here and ask to be an assistant under Howie.
It's kind of weird that Buddy asked to be traded because he wanted money. He wanted a new contract.
Yep.
Y'all traded for him.
Nope.
And then was like, like, what was you thinking?
Do you know what shows how much Reddick's stock is down in the NFL? Last night, the Falcons needed a pass rusher, and they traded for Matthew Judon from the Patriots. So like, teams need pass rushers. The Falcons, I think I saw the Bears made an offer for Judon. So teams need players like Reddick. I mean,
yeah.
And
they're not touching him.
No.
And that's the weird thing about it is because, like, you look at his numbers, and we always talk about numbers, but it's like there's something there. Like, and I don't know what it is. I really don't. I can't put my finger on it.
So, yeah, contract demands are probably a huge part of it. He wants too much.
Well, but Judon, if I'm not mistaken, he's in the last year of his deal, right?
Yeah, and he only had 4 sacks last year.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he had a big year.
And he went to Atlanta with the hopes that he might get a new deal. I don't know.
The whole Reddick thing makes me think that two things need to be totally put to rest. The one is that everyone questioned why the Jets would let a younger player go, Bryce Hoff, instead of and bring in Hassan Reddick
to
do the same role. The Jets have no idea what they're doing.
No, that's obvious. That's been that way for 50 years.
And the offshoot of that is that Joe Douglas was never the brains behind Howie Roseman's operation.
He's a moron. Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, they must count their lucky stars every day they still have jobs. Look at their record since they took over. It's abysmal.
And Aaron Rodgers being hurt bought them really another year.
Yeah, I mean, it's either going to work and he's going to stay healthy or they're all getting fired. I mean, they're all going to get fired. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Hey, Josh. What's up?
So, I'm calling, one, because I'm from Delco. Born and raised in Glen Olden. Used to walk to the McDade Mall. Neighborhood where everybody growing up got a nickname. Like you, we'd probably nail you with PBH, plant-based Q. I mean, low-hanging fruit, but I'll take it, right? And, listen, it's about community. It's about being strong, town to town. We all live on top of one another. But we sure do know how to have a good time. And I will clean all three of your clocks in fantasy football. The little Delco coming out right there.
I
like how you cleaned it up right before it got really racy.
This is a strong resume. I sense the Delco pride. This is one of our better ones so far, Josh. Good stuff. All right, what do you think on the Phils, Josh?
The Phils, right? I mean, listen, I'm raising I have a daughter. She's 10 years old, right? And the year we went to the World Series, her and I kind of really just started watching the games with one another. Now she's foaming at the mouth just like me, which is awesome. And last night when we go down early, I get all frustrated. I'm out on the street right now. I'm a mailman. I get down my route. I'm sweaty, but I want to watch the beginning of the game. And I didn't want to curse in front of her. And I'm like, because I'm going to go up to the shower. This is. And she finishes my sentence. She goes, "This is BS, Dad." And she leaves the living room, too. But the best part about it is that she's starting to understand the pitching and how how guys want to get that bat flat through the strike zone and all that. But my thing is, I am just sick and tired of the lack of plate discipline. Like, the other night, fly balls all over the park. Last night, they're spraying balls, which is good. But let's calm it down. If we're really going to focus up on some of the things that will really make you good. Watching them play a little small ball last night was awesome. Moving runners, Johan Rojas busting it down the line as he always does.
Yep.
I mean, I kind of feel that we've made it. We're going to turn the corner because a team this talented can't be as bad as they've been playing. And hopefully everyone after last night gets a whiff of that Kyle Schwarber-esque type of swag, coming up to the plate. The only thing on his mind was, I'm hitting this thing to William freaking Penn.
Question. Josh, and it's funny you said that, because I have kids the same age as Europe. I have a 9-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. In the beginning of the season, every morning they would just be like, the Phillies won again? Like, just assuming it. And lately they wake up or they ask, like, they lose again? Like, why do they stink now? It's fun watching it through their eyes, like fandom, and watching how, like, they ride the roller coaster too. It's like, what happened?
They watch you and they emulate you. That's pretty dope, though.
Yeah, man.
Josh, good stuff. We'll get in the mixer lead. That's a strong resume there.
It really
from
is.
Josh.
I like that. And I like how he was about to say some bad words.
Yeah.
And then he just cleaned it. He caught himself.
Right away.
Like, I think that's important.
That was good work by Josh.
Yeah, really good work.
I feel like he represented Delco
well.
He did,
yeah. I mean, I just kind of just sit back and just let him go.
You were proud.
He represented
it. It seemed like he was proud.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Again, that's the part of the pride. Not the hoity-toity. Pride, Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh.
It's a little hoity-toity.
David and Delco. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. That's pretty funny. Hi, Hugh. How you doing?
Hey, what's
David.
Going on, man?
Oh, man, you got just blasted my ears. Hey, you know what's funny?
What's that?
I'm from Glen Olden.
Just like Josh. You were neighbors.
My whole life. I've been to California for 10 years, but came back. Freshman, printing upper deck trading cards.
So that was your job, or you do that now?
I've been it for 45 years.
I was a big Upper Deck guy, David. Had thousands of Upper Deck baseball cards.
I did Upper Deck and Fleer out in Ashton. I've Delaware County my whole life. And another thing, 2 years ago, I won my fantasy league.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty good.
Oh, so you're fantasy savvy.
I even got a ring.
Ooh.
That's pretty impressive.
Now, Hugh, here's the question. Do we want to let someone else in the lead that's good? Because, I mean, last year you finished, you know, towards the bottom.
I'm not afraid of David.
Do you want more good, smart
people?
I'm not afraid of David.
If David can pull it off and win in this league, come on. He's invited.
All right. He's not afraid.
He's in the running.
Wait a minute. The beauty of my win was I beat a guy from Dallas.
Oh, that's like two wins right there, David. That's an extra one.
In the Super Bowl. But you know what? I have to say it real quick. I had Jalen Hurts as my quarterback the whole year, but they didn't play him on my Super Bowl game.
Was that the one when he had the shoulder injury 2 years ago?
They were saving him for the Super Bowl.
Oh, right, right. Was it 3 years ago? He sat out the last week, and then 2 years ago he was banged up a little bit. But that's tough when you got a good quarterback, David, and then the team sits him at the end. You need him. It's rough.
And you know what? New York, I forgot his name. I hit the New York coach or quarterback. I floored the guy in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
With a New York quarterback.
You won it. So, David, you want to see the starters tonight? You sound like a guy that wants to see the starters tonight.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you're farting. That's like a fart in the wind. I don't see that happening.
Well, probably not. But they should.
It a fart in the wind. He don't see it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they
I like
should
that
do. I mean, David, you got to tell Hugh. I mean, David, you and I are football guys. We got to tell Hugh here. We need to see the starters tonight. Get him ready.
To see the starters.
I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I called Colorado because I'm excited where my sister is, and I told her the games tonight. Make sure you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she wants the same thing, but everybody knows that it's not a policy. You know what I mean? It's not. You'll probably see him for what, a half of a quarter, I'm guessing.
Oh, if that, yeah, right.
They're not gonna play that long.
And I don't think they're gonna play the starters well, but they should, David. David, we'll get you in the mix here. But we like the Delco resume there from David. That's back to back good ones here.
Good entries.
I feel like the entries are cooking here. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. Looking for the most Delco person out there for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Of course, today Tour de Delco continues with the afternoon show today at the Springfield Country Club. The afternoon show, are they Road Warriors now? I haven't seen those guys all week.
No, they haven't been here.
Wait, they're Tuesday there at Dolan's. Yesterday they were at, I think, McGurk's at Fort Washington. Today they're at, obviously, Springfield Country Club. Yep. And tomorrow is their usual Friday show. They're Road Warriors, those guys.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That remote was pretty awesome. They've probably been eating good, too.
Of course they have.
Yeah, they're eating good in the neighborhood.
Well, that's one of the better parts about the remotes, meeting people and eating well. All right, 215-592-949 for your phone calls. Do you want to see the offensive starters tonight? I feel like I'm alone on an island. I always say this when I'm upset.
The lonely
what
island.
Happened to this? This is the city of Philadelphia. I mean, Hugh doesn't even believe in defense anymore. Doesn't think players need to play in the preseason.
Not a necessity.
Kyle's worried about injuries.
Injuries.
As if they couldn't happen in practice anyway. Can we see the real players play tonight? And, of course, the Phillies. Did Schwarber save the season with the home run last night? And when we get back, we've ignored a story for too long today. You've got to hear what Derek Gunn said about the Eagles operation while
this
he was on.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It might have been. No, I think he was dead serious. Well, he was on the radio down in D.C. You got to hear what he said about the Eagles operation and who's really setting the tone for this training camp. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, as he did last night, beers are on Kyle the next day. That means today, download the Yards Brewing Company app and you get a free Philly Standard beer. Yes, bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brew Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's and Havertown with $5 Philly Standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for Happy Hour or Sunset Social in Center City. Also, with $5 Philly Standard cans and Movie Night Wednesdays on their 60-foot screen. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here, including someone on the line who says they don't understand Hugh. So that join the club. We'll get to that person coming up. Of course, your chance to be part of our Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We're entering someone today into our league. We'll do a live draft coming up in a couple weeks. We'll give you all the details. But today we're looking for the person that is the most Delco out there. We need your resume. What makes you Delco? What makes Delco Delco? Of course, Tour de Delco going on afternoon show today at the Springfield Country Club. All right, back to the phone calls in the Phillies. The Schwarber home run. Do you want to see the Eagles starters play tonight on the offensive side? I do. Nobody here agrees with me because they just want to watch Tanner. I guess Tanner McKee. It's McKee time?
Yeah, we get to see. Yeah. Get to see the defense run around a little bit. Get to see some of these young Thundercats do their thing.
Nothing says football like watching Tanner McKee play on a Thursday night.
Oh, man,
night.
I mean, tell you what, he's going to light it up.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Jalen Hurts light it up. All right, back to that in a second, though. But we got to play this for you because it may be the biggest story that's just like bubbling under the surface. I don't even know what to do with this. It's just the most bizarre thing. So you remember last year at the end of the season, Big Dom got suspended
Big
from the sideline.
Everything went to hell in a handbasket.
It did, the 49ers game, and then they collapsed after that. So, and you know, Big Dom's been around a while and obviously, you know, has a role within the Eagles franchise. And then this offseason, I think in response to the whole sideline thing last year, they kind of gave him a new title, where he's part of the game day coaching operations, whatever you think that means. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, that means that you can't kick him off the sideline.
Right, right.
Because he's a coach.
He's allowed. He's a coach now. But that's kind of the end of what we thought Big Dom's new role was, but until we heard this. So Derek Gunn was on 106.7 The Fan.
D-Gunn.
On in D.C. I guess they were doing a little NFC East kind of roundup or talk, you know, down in D.C., obviously with the Commanders. So they asked D-Gunn about the Eagles, and listen to what he said about why things are going well right now.
How is his relationship with Kellen Moore? How is his relationship with Sirianni? Just seems like a lot of moving parts. Big Dom.
Big Dom basically runs the show. I mean, first of all, that Big Dom has more clout than a general manager, Howie Roseman, up there. Okay. I'm not joking when I say that.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Big Dom has them all on the same page right now.
That's crazy.
What did I just hear?
You heard that, like, that's crazy.
Big Dom has more clout than the general manager? Big Dom has them all on the same page?
Listen, I remember, like, I don't know. I know Big Dom. Let me say that first. But Dom's a complicated individual, to say the least. Good dude. Really
kind of,
good dude.
Well, I think he's kind of mysterious to everyone here.
Okay, that's a better way of putting it. Big Dom is well respected in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Well respected in that building. Big Dom is plugged in a way that I've never seen anybody plugged in before. You know, and he's, like I said, again, I can't stress enough how good of a dude he is. And it just feels like, I don't know this for certain, but it just feels like Dom moves the meter. Dom makes things happen. And it's fascinating because it's like, you know, we live in a city where there's always reckless speculation about Big Dom's role and his affiliations or whatever. All I know is Big Dom gets things done.
So how am I supposed to feel about Big Dom runs the show? Like, so
you should feel good about it because right now we're doing well. We're on the same. Everybody's on the same page, and you know there it is.
Okay, so
I mean, listen. Sometimes
nothing to see here. Just move it along.
That's the best thing to be. That's the best way to be.
Now, maybe I missed something. Usually, the best teams in the NFL, like the head coach, runs the show, right? Like it's all off of the culture set by Bill Belichick or Andy Reid,
yes,
or Kyle Shanahan. Am I supposed to believe we now have the Big Dom culture?
Well, from as far, and shout out to D-Gunn because D-Gunn's plugged in. From what D-Gunn said, I would venture to say yes.
Okay. Kyle, how you feeling about the Eagles as we are 3 weeks away from kickoff and Big Dom basically runs the show?
Let me guess, Kyle's like, whatever.
No, I'm not like whatever at all. Honestly, I'm not sure how popular what I'm about to say is going to be.
Probably not that popular.
I'm done with Big Dom. I'm out on Big Dom.
What do you mean? What did Dom do to you?
I made the comparison this morning. I firmly believe this. Big Dom.
Wait a minute. You got to make the comparison on air.
I'm going to. Big Dom is the Rasputin of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And see, you know what the funny part about this is? Because there's two different histories that we recall from Rasputin.
Yeah, to be honest.
But it was funny because the one that you thought it was not the one that I was thinking. So I was like, wait a minute.
No, he was just a little less radio appropriate.
I was just like, wait a minute. How does that apply in this situation?
Mine was the fact that he's pulling strings behind the scenes. He's being leaned on a little bit too much by some of the powers that be there. And I think we might need to weed this guy out. I think he's good. Like,
you might need to weed him out.
Yes, Hugh.
And he's the one that's holding this thing together?
I'm tired of hearing about Big Dom.
How is a security officer holding the football team together?
Like, is it not embarrassing?
I don't know the inner workings of this, but I'm okay with it. Because he's a good dude.
I'm not okay with it. Deacon's the same guy that reported last year that everything fell apart because Big Dom is no longer on the sideline.
This is amateur hour
And now
stuff.
Big Dom has got everyone on the same
what's
page.
What's that
what
show?
What the hell are we talking about?
Wait a minute. What's that show that used to come on TV? The lady that fixed stuff? Livia Pope. That's who Dom is. He's the Livia Pope.
No,
of the
he's
team.
Rasputin.
Well, see, like I said, my history of Rasputin is different than yours.
This is a family show.
It's all the same history.
I'm just saying.
Just had different parts of it that stood out to us. And I'm not saying poison Big Dom and throw him in a river or lake or whatever. Like, I don't want any harm to be done to Big Dom. But like,
the comparison to Rasputin is kind of
I think
crazy,
it's a good one, honestly. Like, he's behind the scenes. He has way too much power than he probably should. We keep spending all this time talking about Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore. If things go south with Nick Sirianni, who's the next head coach? It might be freaking Big Dom.
I have a prediction. if this team starts 1-2, okay? I don't know if it's going to be a local reporter or it's going to be a national one, but we're going to see the tweet, right? Nick Sirianni, if the Eagles don't turn things around, watch out for, and it's going to have three names. Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, Dom DeSandro to take over.
Dom's going to be here.
Coach.
Like, whoever the head coach is, Dom's going to be here. And I'll say this. You know what the worst thing to happen to Big Dom is? Is the fact that he got kicked off the sideline.
I think it's the best thing. He got famous.
Well,
he's on sweatshirts.
No, listen. Big Dom was already famous.
No, but he's more now.
But see, now this is the problem. Now, like, Big Dom is to the point where you start looking like, okay, what do you actually do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, apparently he coaches the team.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like sometimes to be famous and be underneath Ray Donovan, that's who Big Dom is. Mm-hmm. Ray Donovan. Sometimes it's better to be unseen
than
be famous.
So we've now compared him to Rasputin, Ray Donovan, and who? Olivia Pope?
Olivia Pope. But he's more Ray. He's probably more Ray Donovan.
He is, which is Rasputin.
Probably not a good comparison.
No.
I think I'm going to pull that one back.
Okay.
Let me pull that one back. Now that I think about it, let me pull that one back.
There's nothing like when we say things on live radio and then we say,
pull that one back.
Not out there already.
Yeah, it's not out there already.
I was all in with the head of security, Big Dom, all the fans liking him and stuff just because he was, you know, big presence there on the sideline. Like, all that stuff was fun. It's getting to a point where this is a little too serious for me.
A little slippery slope.
Yeah, we've gone where this is trending.
Yeah,
man.
We've gone from contact with a player on the sideline during a game, which got the Eagles a penalty, to then we find out from Derek Gunn that his absence from the sideline led to the downfall of Sirianni at the end of the year, to now
that he kept him in check.
He's holding everything together.
He's the glue that makes this operation work.
We have Slay saying
you always have a glue guy. Ain't nothing wrong with being a glue guy.
Dude, he's way more than a glue guy now. Darius Slay was talking about, he offered him offered him to come back to the Eagles, or Big Dom got him to come back to the Eagles.
Can we hear, play the D-Gun again, yesterday, 106.7 down in D.C. Because the part where he's got more power than Howie blew me away. Here it is.
How is his relationship with Kellen Moore? How is his relationship with Sirianni? Just seems like a lot of moving parts. Big Dom.
Big Dom basically runs the show. I mean, first of all, that Big Dom has more clout than a general manager Howie Roseman up there. Okay, I'm not joking when I say that.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Big Dom has them all on the same page right now.
You didn't hear how when B. Mitch said, "Oh, I know." B. Mitch was here. Like, we were here for the rise of Big Dom. Wait a minute, that sounds like a movie.
It sounds like a book, yeah?
Yeah, The Rise of Big Dom.
How someone went from security officer to NFL head coach, The Rise of Big Dom. when D-Gun said there, "I'm not kidding," that hit. Like, it went from, because it did feel a little tongue-in-cheek,
no,
right?
No, but then when he said, "Oh, I know,"
yeah,
that hit harder.
Okay.
Is this not something that we should, like, this is what unserious franchises sound like?
My antenna's up on this operation from when they saw fire Sirianni. I mean, they did. In January, they saw fire the head coach. He's here, but he's not really the coach. And now we're doing this?
Wait a minute. It's not serious business. Time out. Big Dom was here when we won the Super Bowl now. Like, he's probably a part of that. We don't know how far the Big Dom tentacles go into this.
This is where the Rasputin thing comes in, because Tsar Nicholas or whatever, they thought that he was like the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, until he found out he was messing with his wife. Was that what he was messing with his wife? I should have probably kept that one to myself.
You walk that one back too?
Hey, you know what? Never mind that one I just said, y'all. I'm pulling that one back too. These comparisons.
This is something that you expect to hear out of the Dan Snyder-ran Washington football team.
Nah.
Not the Philadelphia Eagles, man.
This is not Dan Snyder.
It's creeping that way.
Nah, yep.
I'm just telling you.
You're telling me you like this?
I mean,
is this a little bizarre?
Does this not spell disaster for you?
The
head of security is running things.
We won a Super Bowl.
He wasn't even talked about then.
That's what I'm saying. Now you feel where I'm coming from. The worst thing that happened to Big Dom is that he became like, it's one thing to be hood famous. Like, Big Dom was hood famous. Like, y'all laughing. I'm trying to tell y'all. Hood famous sometimes is better than being famous.
For the greater good.
But no, listen, for the greater good. Like, when you're hood famous, you can move behind the scenes a lot better. See, this is the problem now. Because every time something happens, Big Dom's name's gonna be mentioned, and let me say, just like what Shady and Deshaun, they put him on a whole nother level when they start telling stories. Like, sometimes, man, it's just better to be hood famous than famous.
If Nick Sirianni caught a cut of that yesterday, or is listening right now, how do you think he feels? He's the head coach. They've taken away his offensive and defensive power. He doesn't call plays anymore. He has nothing to do with the offense. And a person who covers the team says Big Dom's actually running the show. If I was Sirianni,
a person that said it that's actually still plugged in.
I know. If I was Sirianni, I'd feel so small.
Wait a minute. You know what? Sirianni's cashing like big checks right now. Like, he's probably benefited tremendously from some stuff that maybe Big Dom's done. He'll be all right.
I would not feel. I wouldn't feel proud if I was the coach.
Let me put it in an analogy that you could probably understand.
You're gonna walk this one back to
Big Dom. Big Dom helping everybody eat. Big Dom's an earner. How about that? That's a Sopranos.
Yeah, reference. He better not be the head coach by week 4. That's what I say. All right,
But he's an earner.
If he's ever the head coach, it's over. The whole operation it ceases to exist. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Steve in Cherry Hill. Doesn't understand you, Hugh. So we'll get Steve's perspective. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm not from Delco. Jeez, oh man.
Oh, that's all right. Steve, you don't have to apologize. I'm not from Roxborough. Delco either.
Roxborough. Now we're talking real people.
Oh, wow.
A shot at the Delco people. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm only kidding. Now, I totally agree with Kyle, because you know what Dom is? I called the afternoon show last week. I came up with a solution, because Stubb is the mascot. He needs to be a bench coach. Dom is a mascot. He's just bigger. They love him.
Dom's a mascot, just bigger.
I'm serious. Stubbs is going to be a bench coach to save his job next year, because nobody's picking up that guy. He stinks. So anyway, I just can't believe I'm old. I'm 62. Mm-hmm. You're not old school and let these guys play a little bit and not sit on the sidelines with their suits on or whatever.
It's unbelievable, Steve. Hugh has gone so far from the light. You know what it is?
You know what it is, Steve? Because I consider myself progressive, because I told a story last week about, like, with Harold, when I used to play. Harold Carmichael, Hall of Fame receiver, used to tell me stories about how it was for them in preseason, how it was for them in practice. And he used to tell these stories about how, like, if he had an injury or something, he used to try to hide it because he didn't want to get cut. And I used to sit there like a kid by a campfire and listen to these stories that he would tell. And I was like, wow, how much – and he'd basically be talking about how much the league has changed and how much better it is. So when I come from the perspective that I'm coming from, I think about the stories – that some of the OGs used to tell me, And okay. I think about how much better the game is now and how much longevity guys have now because of some of the changes that they made to make the game better. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. But I get it, you know, because I grew up in an era where – or I played in an era, I should say, yeah. where we actually played in the preseason and it meant something. But I try to understand, you know, where the coaches are coming from nowadays. So that's kind of where it is with me.
Yeah, I just consider it old school. I'm a team player. I'm on the sidelines. I'm not wearing an outfit. I'm wearing a uniform because I'm part of the team. It gets under your skin. And last weekend, freaking the best team in the world, KC played their starters.
I know. And, Steve, not only did the KC do it, but the Packers did it. Josh Allen, all these good quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, they all did it.
Yeah. Great show, though, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, anytime, Steve. Steve, we appreciate it. I turned my mic off there for a second.
And Steve, I hope that helped you out a little bit. I hope that helped you out a little bit. Because I look at it like, you know, I am a little older. I try not to be the get off my lawn guy.
I know, but I think the OGs look to you for, like, you're the football player. You're a little older. You should be on their side. And then you're progressive.
Yeah, I'm trying to be progressive. I just had an all-inclusive bagel. I need to be progressive. I'm like, I'm trying to be the man of the people. So, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, if we asked our audience who's the true football guy around here,
It'd probably be you. People look at me, you know, with the plant-based hue and all
plant
this other stuff.
Hue, yeah.
You know somebody yelled at me.
That's going to stick. That one is going to stick. All right, let's go to John in the Northeast. Who's up? What's up, John?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, John? What are you feeling?
Big Dom is a glorified mall cop. That's all he is. When he touched that player, he should have been gone, never heard from again. He shouldn't even been up by the sidelines. He's a security guard.
Well, John, I the way you're framing it, I was upset too. I thought it showed a lack of coordination on that sideline, that a security officer could be anywhere near the field. And the people that defended him, I thought were ridiculous. He had no business in that fray at all. None.
I agree. And now, whenever you see Sirianni, he's like a Siamese twin. They both got the Italian flags on their sleeves. Like, seriously? What is they go back to South Philly and sell pretzels on the corner. Like, you got to be kidding me.
This is devolved.
Well, I mean, he's not a fan of Big Dom. What are you going to do? Yeah, I don't care about their Italian flags.
I don't mind that either. Yeah, I don't mind you showing pride for your heritage.
I'm surprised the NFL lets them do that. You know, the players get fined for having, like, their socks mortgage too low. I'm surprised the NFL lets them do that. I don't really care about
you know, I hadn't thought about it. I mean, I can't recall other coaches or with sideline people, you know, whatever heritage. I can't recall it. So maybe other people do it.
But yeah, maybe so, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But the bottom line is this: he's a part of the same, and he's a bigger part now. John, we appreciate the phone call. Again, they've elevated his title. We got D Gun down there on DC Radio saying he runs the show. They said he has more power than Howie Roseman.
Yeah, that was huge.
And didn't Slay say recently that Big Dom re-signed him?
Hey, hold up. And Brad Mitchell co-signed. The co-sign for me was the one. The co-sign.
All right, I got to ask everybody, okay? After hearing the Big Dom news, have you raised or lowered your season win prediction?
I dropped the win.
Hugh, you going up a win or down a win?
I'm going up.
I think up a win because listen, Big Dom's in charge.
Big Dom is influential, man. I mean, like in ways that I can't even fathom. And I can't explain it. And to be honest, if I could, I probably wouldn't. I don't know, but he is very, very influential.
I got to say, while I'm freaking out about this thing, this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard when it comes to the Eagles.
So this could have went one or two ways. It could have, like, after the silent incident, they could have really diminished us talking about him, right? Like, don't pump him up. He's obviously got a job here, it shouldn't be talked about so much. They've done the opposite. They've given him more power, and then we have someone who's very well respected in Philadelphia, Derek Gunn, saying he's in charge. I mean, it's really gone. It's taken on a life of its own.
Oh, well, my gosh.
Well,
that's
what has
awful.
Happened, like, I think what has happened is this. Like I said, I forgot, it was 25-10. I don't want to be disrespectful to their podcast. The Shady McCoy.
Oh, yes.
Like, they talked about it a lot. 25-10. They talked about it a lot. You know, and then you go back in the archives and you see how Darius Slay talked about it. Because when you think about it, over the last couple years, Big Dom has been talked about a lot. You know, but it's been in passing. It's been one of those things where it's like, oh, Big Dom does this and he makes it happen or whatever. But when that incident happened on the sideline and then, you know, the 25-10, when they start referencing him a lot, people start looking like, hold up, what does he do? And then it became one of those things where it's like, what does he do? You know? And now that's why it's become what it's become. Like I said, man, sometimes it's just better to be hood famous instead of, like, famous. And I would venture to say that Big Dom wish he could probably walk it back. He could walk it back by right now because it's a lot. Like, just like you say, we're all speculating on what it is, and like it's a lot right now.
It's different. I mean, I'll put it that way. This is not your normal NFL standard stuff. David in Westchester, what's up, David?
I'm Delco Dave today. Come on,
okay, Delco Dave.
All right, what do you got for us?
First off, Hugh Douglas single-handedly saved the Philly season yesterday with that prediction.
Is that right?
Hugh, I give you 100% credit.
Thank you.
You are the man. You saved my baseball season. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you.
David, before you go on, you know, you just gave me an idea. Hugh, if the Phillies feel the same way that David does, I think you just secured the midday show a spot in the parade. I mean, I think you secured us a spot.
You think we...
you
wait a minute, where are we gonna be? Where are we gonna be in the parade, though?
No, in it.
You mean in? That's a lot.
Wait, if the Phillies feel you save the season, you're on the parade.
You think they feel that way?
I think they do. Yeah.
Okay, Zach, if you're listening, let me know. Hit me up.
you can only feel that way because it's true, dude.
I'm okay.
I would not make this up.
Okay.
You save that season. Right?
Okay, I got you. If you say so, I'm with it.
We don't always agree, but I am so proud of you at this moment. Good
well,
job.
Thank you.
First time for everything. All right, go ahead, David.
All right. So, but as far as Big Dom goes, it sounds like he is Howie Roseman's spy, and Nick Sirianni knows it. So, you know, he's definitely doing what Dom says because it's coming right from Howie Roseman.
It's kind of like when the Phillies brought back Charlie Manuel to spy on Gabe Kapler down the stretch of that season before they fired Gabe.
Now he's a spy?
Yeah, that didn't work.
No.
This story's evolving.
But when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, it's gonna, you know, we're all gonna be happy. Big Dom's there, you know, telling Nick what to do from Howie. So,
oh, of course, we'll look back on a turning point when they elevated Big Dom. That's when they became a championship team. All right, David, what are you thinking here? Give us your Delco resume, David.
Okay, my Delco resume is Delco was founded roughly 1643 as the Delaware River Settlement. It's currently located in southeastern Pennsylvania, covering 184 square miles. It has 49 municipalities, and 49 is a lot because Delco is a small county. I used to live in Newtown Square. I married a woman from Newtown Square. We lived there for 10 years. All right, in those 10 years, I've eaten at Charlie's Burgers, Nick's Roast Beef, Lanark Diner. I attended concerts at the Rose Tree Park. I used to take my kids to the AMC Marple for the free movies in the summertime. And unfortunately for us, we were there for about 10 years. We bought our mother's house, so our mother didn't have to move. You know, and that's the Delco family spirit there. You know, we agreed to live with her mother. I'm the in-law nightmare, but we did it. We had a house fire, which is how we ended up in Westchester. It took us over 2 years to rebuild. And when we're in the process of rebuilding, her sister became homeless. And to this day, her sister still lives in that Newtown Square house that we redid. So we still own it, but we still live in Westchester. So her sister and her family have a place to live. So that would be my ultimate Delco. I'm basically a Delco person now in exile.
I can tell. That's quite a story. I mean, obviously,
it's a lot.
You deserve credit for the family stuff there. David, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, he read us the history of Delco, all the settlements. He gave us all the places he ate. I think that showed
how... He did all that?
You missed that?
Yeah, I missed it.
Oh, he gave it Charlie's. I mean, he was great. He was pouring his heart out there, Hugh.
That was a resume.
No, it was.
I
think he wrote it and printed it as a resume and then read it to us.
My ADD kicked in.
Yeah, it happens.
I missed it.
It happens.
I missed the restaurant.
Take five. We'll keep going. 215-592-9494. Plus, we got a game here. We got a game tonight. Eagles and the Patriots. Camp comeback stock watch. Who has the most stock to gain tonight? And we got a giveaway. Another giveaway. What do we got here? 4-pack of tickets. Reading Phillies versus New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Sunday, August 18th. First 1,500 kids to enter the ballpark receive a Ranger Suarez bobblehead. How about we give that away right now? Caller number three, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number three right now wins that 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies. A lot to talk about coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember when I got that special care package from my friends at Hatfield? Y'all remember it was that Southwest season tenderloin? Well, I got good news for all of y'all. It's now available in your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield's Southwest Season Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with a hint, just a little hint of heat that brings a vibrant Southwest kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters right now. Elevate your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.